places we're longing to see.
Welcome back. I'm Michael Ray. You are listening to Thought Provoking Talk on Dresser After Dark. Mickey Jacobs with us, the author of Soul Secrets, The Spirit World's Handbook for the Living Before, During, and After Death as a spiritual teacher. Mickey thrives spreading spirituality by helping people with their spiritual knowledge and personal spiritual growth, and also uses her gifts as a psychic medium to connect people to the spirit world. She's introduced the concept of the team, T-E-A-I-M, team, which is a group of spirits that include the angel spirits, the spirit guides, and deceased loved ones that surround us throughout our earthly journey, ready to protect and guide us in our everyday lives. And let's say, Mickey, I welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Michael. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Oh, and thank you so much for being here. Mickey, when we take a look at, you know, spirituality today, there are so many people out there that are so confused. They're told to believe this, to do this, and if they don't do this, then, you know, something's going to happen to them. You know, how do people get through that, let's call it that veil of confusion, to get to who they are, to get their real answers?
Yes. You know, it has a lot to do with my upbringing, because I was raised in an Orthodox Jewish family. So I'm, from all people, I'm most familiar with being fearful of God. Of course, growing up, I thought it's a man with a beard and a cane, that if I do not follow certain, you know, like rules or holidays, then I'll be punished. So going through that, of course, being a spiritual teacher now and channeling so many messages from the spirit world as to how wrong we view God or topic individually, globally. And what we need to do is, first and foremost, of course, I understand the concept of our soul that come here to planet Earth to learn, to grow through challenges, that although everything appears chaotic to us, and, you know, again, in our individual life as well as on our planet, there is indeed great divine order that help us grow as a species and individually. So everything indeed is in order, although unfortunately we are a human being are led by our ego, the destructive mind, our personality, instead of kind of looking what it is our soul trying to teach us. And by leading by our ego, we activate other human being egos, if it's in our personal relationship or other nations or other, you know, group of religion. And here you go. That's where we are right now. It's kind of a chaos, unfortunately.
I've always had this feeling and this question, you know, why would God want to scare you? And I always thought it was an interesting question. Somebody who is love, somebody who is all the things, that omnipotent being that is there for you, why would God want to scare you? Somebody said something, I did an interview maybe a year and a half ago, and it was talking about, you know, the people say, well, why does God let wars happen? Why does God let this? You got free will, and God's doing this, and he's punishing this one, and that's happening. And I thought about that, Mickey, afterwards, because when you really come down to it, we're born with free will. So if we have free will, we don't have to hurt somebody, and we don't have to go to war. So my contention is, it's not God. If you don't want that stuff going on in the planet, don't do it.
Precisely. I mean, God or the force or the energy, I kind of don't like the word God. It kind of was misused, as I just said at the beginning.
Sure.
That beautiful, wise, powerful energy create programs, as I like to call them, Michael, such an incarnation, the concept of incarnation, that our soul come to planet Earth and use it for accelerate grow. I mean, this is a harsh planet, but our souls loves it. I mean, it come in here and it's used the physical body and the dense planet Earth and the complex human mind. So God, if you will, that force, put programs as an incarnation. We come in here, we try to grow, and if we don't succeed, we come again. Another program would be karma, for example. I mean, how wise is that? If we do something wrong to ourselves or to others, it's not God that punishes. It's that incredibly wise program, as I call it, that called karma, that we will, or rather the soul, will have to balance that negative energy, meaning payback, if you will.
Sure.
So indeed, it's what I say, everything has its own divine order.
Now, by the way, we're taught fear, and by being taught fear, we're afraid we're not going to be accepted, we're afraid that we're not going to be loved, we're afraid we won't get enough to eat. I mean, this goes on and on, and this is something that is a learned behavior, and everybody, you know, you're born with this thought, whether it's another incarnation or whatever the reason for it is. If you don't think you're good enough, or you don't deserve anything, and yada, 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 you go through your life proving yourself right about yourself. And I really believe that the real magic in all of this is a very simple shift in the way that you think. It's a mind shift. And once that happens, everybody can start to get together. I have not traveled the world, but I'll bet any amount of money, if I go to any country on this planet, and if I got to the normal people in a town that are just living and surviving and doing what they're doing culturally, they're not going to be any different than you and I.
That's right. You know, it's great sadness for me to see all the war. And you know, Michael, I came from myself in the Israeli army. So if you compare the Mickey that I am now, 49 years old, to where I was when I was 20, I mean, it's a night and day, because channeling the archangels, we cannot get peace with war. We aggravating the other country, even if you take the example of Iran, for example.
Sure.
So a lot of people having a hard time with that, because they tell me, well, that's silly, Mickey, the country need to protect themselves. Yes. But by lead by negativity and by forcing view on them, or by not looking at the other person, again, globally or in a relationship, in a marriage, you have to look at the other person's point of view, or what, try to put yourself in their shoes, if you will. That is the sole purpose. That is what we come here to achieve. But apparently we're not here yet, and we're just kind of going to... not good, a bit of a self-destruct, unfortunately.
Mickey, it's called a herd mentality. If you're told something, then you follow along and you do it. If you're told to vote because you're not going to get this, you follow along and do it. And I mean, this list goes on and on. It's a little more violent in other countries than this. And I think realistically, when it comes down to it, we need the kind of leadership all over the world that is concerned about the people as opposed to being concerned about themselves and their own agendas.
Precisely, which why I take my job or my work so importantly, because although it's kind of people say, but Mickey, it's such a big thing and it's only you. Yes, but I come to show and I talk to you and you perhaps will understand the concept and spread it out. There is a lot of new babies that coming into planet Earth, like indigo children and such, that will help hopefully tip the scale of humanity. But that is precisely what I mean by spreading spirituality, to understand kind of the concept of the growth that we're supposed to learn from all the challenges and all the experience that we're going through. But everything, Michael, everything we're going through, I mean, in my line of work, I see a lot of grief, of unfortunate, you know, circumstances, such illness and dying people, and people lose children. And even that have an amazing aspect of the soul, how to teach others, how to grow, it's amazing to me when I look from above, if you will, not in an ego sense, of course, then everything have its own sense and reason.
Yeah, everything in and of itself, no matter how horrible it looks like at the time, if you can just, and first you have to go through the grieving process, there's no question, you know, yes. you do this. But if you can just look at the prize at the end of the rainbow, the lessons that learned that is taught within it, and I would venture to guess that anybody who's ever had a horrible experience in their life, and they you know, a few years later, 5-10 years later, when they look back and look how it changed their life. What about the things that somebody who lost a child, who decided to write a book about child loss, who got together with other parents that caused some kind of stopping to another child taking his or her life or whatever the case may be. So there's a tremendous amount of lessons to be learned in grief and tragedy, but you've got to be able to have the awareness that it's being put in front of you and it's time for you to grow through it.
Of course. I mean, I can talk from now until 2015.
Sure.
And if a person is not somewhat spiritual aware, or at least is open to being the possibility as why an illness struck, for example, which I have to say that to a lot of people in consultation, that it was indeed pre-designed by the soul. So that's kind of a tough concept, Michael, to understand. But sometimes as human beings, when we are pushed to such tragedy, such losing a child, which is the ultimate tragedy, of course, then something shifts between within us, and I can see people priority change, and all of a sudden the world look different. They're more compassionate. They're ready to receive or give love, which is precisely why the soul we choose such a difficult challenge.
No, by the way, and you said the word choose, as rough as it looks like. We're, you know, there's a couple of questions that you have, you know, the why is the planet in such chaos? But whose fault is it? I know whose fault it is. You want the answer to that?
Yes.
It's your fault and it's my fault.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes.
Everything is our choice, which why I started the interview here about God. He's not involved in our life, Michael. There is no, if he is involved, what's the logic giving someone 90 years and taking someone else's life at the age of 7? So, of course, it's not God. It's all our choice. The soul come here with a precise detail oriented incarnation. We plan it alongside our spirit's guide. What's the challenges? Where I'm going to be born? I was in Israel, grew to certain religious, come in here. Everything is in order to kind of learn and grow and teach others. So, yes, it is our fault, if you would put it that way, the soul, of course. But it's, again, it is organized, which is what I'm trying to put out there to kind of open people's minds a little bit. But a lot of people think that there is a mean God, and we're kind of primitive in a lot of parts of the globe about it right now. And it's not. He is actually the source that is. Express the ultimate love. He's ever so patiently wait for us to grow in our own pace and pay back for our, you know, deeds, negative deeds that we
sure.
do. And he just wait there, waiting, you know, of course, patiently. So in a way, yes, we do choose everything.
By the way, you said there was a word you said early on, and well, not early on, within the last couple of minutes or so, that I think is the biggest problem that we had. You use the word logic, and I can only give you the logic based on my experience of what goes on in the world and spirituality, etc., which is limited, and we're all limited. I think if you really take a look at it, and you look at space, and you think, well, what's beyond that? You know, where does it end? How can it end? But there's got to be something beyond it. And if you really think about it, it will end up scaring you. It happened to me 35, 40 years ago when I was laying on the beach one night and I started thinking about this and I actually scared myself. And then I came to this conclusion that what we're dealing with is the undefinable. We have very linear brains. We're logical. But if you start to try to define the undefinable, it tells us that you have no idea, not you, but you have no idea
yes.
what you're talking about. So
sure.
it's the difference between logic and gut feeling. Gut feeling
yes.
is your spirituality. Your logic is something that gets you in trouble because you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, equals so-and-so. And that doesn't work when you're dealing with what's going on here in this planet.
Yes, we are limited, but do not underestimate the immense power that within you, Michael, within me, we have the soul or the higher self, which is the energy in the body while on planet Earth. It's a spark of the Creator, an extension of Him, if you will. Him, just for the sake of speak, of course.
Yeah, we're politically correct, the person.
It's just stuck with me, but we are extremely powerful and we have immense power, serenity and joy. That's not some cliche that we just kind of throw. The serenity and the joy is indeed within us, and you are here in order to rediscover it. So that's why an incarnation on planet Earth is such a fascinating thing to me, because the soul come in here knowingly how difficult it is in that body. I mean, it's like a prison to our beautiful multidimensional being energy stuck in the body for 80, 70, whatever years we have in order to grow. So do you kind of get that it's kind of amazing concept?
Oh, no, absolutely. Wait, by the way, I'm on your side of the table with this. You'll never get an argument out of me. But what I'm saying is you reach it through a gut feeling, not your logic.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's a difference between the soul and the spirit. Is the soul not individually you, but is the spirit collectively all of us, and each soul makes makes up what the total spirit is?
Yes, you know, then gut feeling is what I base my channeling on for many years before I actually gave it a name, like I was a psychic or a medium or a channeler. So
sure.
Gut feeling is kind of is the instrument, if you will, in which we receive messages from our team, from our loved one in spirit. So gut feeling is crucially important to follow up and kind of not be oblivious to that, because everything goes through that. It's kind of when you see someone and you're like, you know, something about them, I'm just it's not right.
Yeah.
So that is your gut feeling. So, yes, that belongs to the spiritual aspect of our life.
But let's take it a step farther. The world is all about projection. Projection meaning the world is nothing more than a mirror. And that comes into all degrees. And if you see something about someone that you don't like, what it's going on is you're mirroring yourself. You're recognizing in that person what it is about yourself that you either have to change or whatever the case may be. But let me move to something else very quickly. The world ending. December 21st is coming up within a couple months. That's the Mayan end date. Is there any validity to that in your experience?
Yes, unfortunately, I channel the Archangel Michael, which will have a terror attack of some sort on our water, as to a specific time, a divine time, a timing for a medium or channeler or whatever it is. It's very hard to pinpoint. The reason for that, Michael, is because we have so many archangel and other healing beings that help us human beings in order to kind of change our way. They try to influence us, not in a bad way, of course. So, but yes, there are more natural disasters. There is a really bad attack, such as September 11, which, by the way, real quick, one sentence. September 11 was meant to wake us up,
yep.
Which we did woke up. That's why you saw all those programming. Muslims were helping Jewish people get out of the street and everyone ran. And the pouring of love after September 11. But a year later, it was forgotten.
We went back to sleep. I mean, I think that's realistically where it is. The September 11th, is it going to be here or is it going to be somewhere else?
It's going to be here.
Okay.
It's going to be here. So you can imagine my stressed family in Israel. Where?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't
think. Yeah, I got it. No, I hear you.
Yes.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what my mom's been gone almost 20 years now. And,
yes.
You know, and I still talk to her. But what she would have said after hearing what you said tonight, she would have had one word for you. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Oi.
Michael, I don't know if you never... she's kind of proud of you for coming, meaning it's almost like what you were in school. It's not what you're doing now. So there is great sense of pride as to how much she's proud of you. It's almost you came a long way to what you built.
Yeah, I got it loud and clear. I talk to her all the time. I got it. No, very strong. We're just about out of time. I could talk to you about this all night, but I lost my dog about 3 or 4 days ago. So if he's floating around, tell him I love him.
Yeah, you want a quick message?
Yeah, after 10 years, he passed.
Okay, I don't know if he was a clean dog, but he apologized for going on the carpet or the floor.
Yeah, that was him.
Okay, so I'm sorry, Daddy, he's telling you. He's very much alive, very much in peace. Did not see the transition, meaning he just saw you there when he crossed over. But for some reason, that's important to him that he couldn't hold it or couldn't help it. And that's something that come across right away.
Yeah, no, I got it. No, if anybody had to go, he went the right way. He didn't even know he went.
Oh,
yeah, that was just yeah. Started out at night, and then when he went to sleep, he was 105 pounds, and he dropped to the floor. I heard him in the bedroom, and then I walked in there, and he couldn't get up. So I put a pillow under his head, and I had one of those hand massagers, and I massaged his legs because.
Oh, Michael.
Yeah. And then in the morning, when I woke up, he was gone.
Yes. Well, that's a lovely, easy passing, and he's there by your side. So,
always, yeah. Okay, yes. By the way, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I really appreciate your time, and I think you're absolutely marvelous.
I greatly appreciate you too. Thanks, Michael.
Take care. Good night.
Good night, dear.